from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ready to expand your financial game? NerdWallet can coach you on smart strategies like choosing investments, finding your next credit card, and setting a budget that works for you. Score major points towards your summer vacation by learning expert tips for choosing a high-yield savings account and how to build wealth by investing in index funds. Slide into summer with smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Future you will thank you.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
We haven't bought it completely. And then there's some other possibilities. You could imagine Charlotte, maybe. You could go up and get him at 5. Like, this particular draft has Charlotte taking Connect, okay? And if you're Charlotte, could you look at Memphis down at 9 and say, you know, we like Dalton Connect. We also like Cody Williams. We can get that guy. Or whatever, with Dalton Connects, we can get, we might well be able to get Dalton Connect at 9. So why don't we let the Grizzlies jump up here to 6 ahead of Portland, get Donovan Clingan, get us something extra, put it in our pocket.
Right. And you got a new front office, and they're probably going to be in asset acquisition mode.
So you can imagine that something like that could work. I'm kind of more intrigued. The Donovan Clingan thing makes, if you can make it work for what they need, makes a lot of sense.
Yes. The question, though, is does it do the chips fall the way that you can actually make it happen?
We'll talk to Chris Harrington about it when we
come in studio.
Oh, Chris is in studio.
Yeah.
I didn't even know he's in state. So good to have Chris in studio. We'll talk Chris next, and then we'll revisit this Penny Talk. I already had an interesting interaction on Twitter with a listener that I appreciate. So we'll talk about that as well. It's Jeff Calkins Show on a Monday of draft week, 92.9 FM ESPN.
92.9 FM ESPN is Memphis's sports station and the biggest name in the Mid-South online and on the phone, thanks to Odyssey. The Odyssey app at 92.9ESPN.com. Smart speakers simply say, play 92.9 ESPN. Thanks so much for making us Memphis's sports place. We wanted to build something special where you could come and listen, enjoy, and have some fun. It's a legacy of sports in Memphis. On the Odyssey app, say to your smart speaker, play 92.9 FM ESPN.
If you need bold banners to boost your business, but you're on a budget, think Staples. Because now at Staples, you can save up to $50 on your print purchase. From posters and flyers to signs and menus, Staples can print anything you need to move your business forward. And with Staples Print Perfect Guarantee, it's done right or it's printed again free. Plus, same-day service is available on hundreds of items if you order by noon. Get it printed right at Staples. And now get up to $50 off your print purchase. And 7-6, visit staples.com/print for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with Syntec and O'Reilly Auto Parts. Syntec Full Synthetic Motor Oil is formulated for today's engines to protect against wear and deposits. Get 5 quarts of Syntec Full Synthetic and a MicroGuard Select Filter for just $33.99 in-store only. Limit supply. Learn more at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts!
At Genesis Memphis Covington Pike, it's time to define luxury in a new way. At every turn, you'll find audacious design, state-of-the-art technology, and exceptional hospitality. We are dedicated to crafting the world's best vehicles, matched by an extraordinary sales-to-service experience for our owners. prepare to be noticed in the 2023 Genesis G70. This sporty sedan is a force to be seen. We'd love you to explore the 2023 Genesis GV70 with a class-leading 300-horsepower engine or the available 375-horsepower twin-turbo V6 for terrains from concrete jungles to mountain roads. It's a new beginning for a new generation. Genesis Memphis Covington Pike, 1870 Covington Pike, or visit us online at memphisgenesis.com. Estimated horsepower based on premium fuel ratings. Use of regular fuel will result in reduced horsepower. See dealer for complete details. Dealer stock only.
Life is fast and furious. Sometimes you need a boost. The Shotners can help with Lipo B12 injections, increase energy, improve mood and sleep. It even helps with allergies. Or boost your immune system with our Tri-Immune Booster, packed with vitamin C and zinc. It gives your body a head start at fighting off illness. With 3 locations throughout the Mid-South, we can get you in and out quickly. The Shotners is your wise choice.
Protection you need with a personal touch. The Shotners.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Gabe Kuhn here. I know if you're anything like me, you head to the liquor store as the weekend approaches. And if you head to the liquor store as the weekend approaches, make sure that you don't reach for that national brand you've been reaching for years. But reach for Old Dominic. A spirit from Old Dominic is phenomenal. They have gin, vodka, toddy, whiskey, bourbon. It's the most fresh, most full spirit you can buy in this city. And the distillery is right here on the riverfront, 305 South Front Street. They have events all the time that you can check out at olddominic.com. Old Dominic Distillery. Come say hi.
Are you feeling the pinch of rising mortgage payments now that your COVID forbearance has come to an end? If it's more than you can financially handle, reach out to Jen Karstensen and Live Love Memphis at the Real Estate Agency today. They understand everyone's situation is unique and are here to help you explore your options to take advantage of the equity you've built. Before you sell to an investor, you owe it to yourself to make sure you're not giving the house away. Call today at 901-625-5200 or email them at sold@livelovememphis.com.
Get ready because the Gossett Mitsubishi Motors Summer Sales Event is on, and now is the best time to buy. You want 43 MPG Highway? We Gossett in 2024 Mitsubishi Mirage, $18,960 or $279 a month. 2024 Mitsubishi Outlander Sport, we Gossett, $27,350 or $399 per month. And your summer adventure starts with 2024 Mitsubishi Outlander SE, we Gossett, $29,865 or $449 a month. Plus, every Gossett Mitsubishi comes with Mitsubishi's 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain limited warranty. That's Gossett Mitsubishi, 1870 Covington Pike, online 24/7 at memphismitsubishi.com.
If you want it, we got it at Gossett Motor Cars.
Mirage RHFO 9083, MSRP 19460, Sport RU01 10764, MSRP 28070, Outlander RZO53896, MSRP 30895, PF695, acquisition fee 595, 15 cents excess mileage, excludes tax, title, and license. See dealer for complete details. Offer valid to end of the month with approved credit, dealer stock only.
The Wing Guru, serving up 21 flavors of lip smacking goodness. Whole wings, party wings, boneless wings, and more. Serve just the way you like them and smothered in our award-winning sauces. Order online and pick up in the stores or stop in and stay a while. The Wing Guru.
Memphis' number one place for sports. This is WMFS-FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis, flagship home of the Memphis Grizzlies. 92.9 FM, ESPN, and Odyssey Sports Station. Jeff's guests appear on the Frame Corner phone lines. Frame Corner, with expert custom and do-it-yourself framing since 1975 on Park Avenue in East Memphis. Now, back to the Jeff Calkins Show, live from the Genesis Memphis Covington Pike Studios on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Roads and battles, paths electric. We
all right, back on the Jeff Calkins Show. Let's do this, Chris Herrington.
Now, it's Chris Herrington from the Daily Memphian on the Grizzlies, Memphis, and more. Presented by the Majestic Grill. Rediscover downtown dining. Chris Herrington on 92.9's Jeff Calkins Show.
I turned my head up high. I seen that silver lining that was hanging in the sky. Trails of troubles, roads.
Chris Herney joins me in studio, not just in state, but in studio, back in Memphis. Chris, what are we listening to?
It's Paths of Victory by Bob Dylan, a little early folky Bob Dylan. Send it out to the Grizzlies front office as they choose their various paths this week.
How you feeling about it? It's fun.
Yeah, no, I mean, I love NBA offseason stuff. I love thinking about, you know, draft and free agency and trade and all the different scenarios. I mean, the only downside of it is, I mean, it depends on who you are. For some people, it's just too confusing and it's too much. And, like, show me my team and let me root for my team. And I appreciate that, but that's not what the offseason's about. The offseason's about all this stuff. And the downside is you always dream up more. You typically dream up bigger or more interesting stuff than what actually happens. Right. So it's sort of a recipe for disappointment, because if you look up and, like, you know, they draft Cody Williams at 9 and they sign Andre Drummond to a 1-year, $6 million right. deal, and right. they let Luke Kennard walk, and, like, that's are we that. Done here, you know? Like, and that could happen.
You know, it's funny, though. Like, and by the way, I think there is a I think there's some people who just say, show me your team. Show me my team when I'll meet them when they are introduced. But
right.
I do think you don't have to know first, second apron, all that stuff in order to just, oh, they traded Marcus, they acquired Marcus. I think there is a happy
right,
medium.
Right, right.
You can, without, hey, listen to you for the sophisticated analysis of it, but you can sort of, like, we just had Dan Devine on, and he said, well, you know, I've been hearing a lot of whispers about rumblings or whatever the word was about Marcus Smart and Brook Lopez. And so it's fun to contemplate, like, that.
Yeah.
By the way, tell me about that.
So it's a lot of this stuff. So there's two different Marcus Smart things. There's the Marcus Smart Brook Lopez thing, and there's the Marcus Smart as part of the trade up to Houston for 3 thing. It is completely unclear to me whether either of those things can be traced back to anything of substance whatsoever.
Right.
And there are different levels of substance whatsoever. We're in the smokescreen season, right?
Right.
And so almost nothing you hear is 100%. You know, as a fact, 100% is definitely true. But if, like, Jonathan Givony writes, you know, NBA executives are all talking about how the Grizzlies, you know, maybe trying to ankle up for Klingon, that's rooted in something.
Right.
It may or may not be actually true that the Grizzlies are trying to do that,
right.
but, like, people are actually talking about that within the NBA.
Right.
With both of the Marcus Smart things, I can't trace it back to something
anything.
Like that. And so, like, the one to Houston, the origin of that seems to be this piece that Kelly Iko, who covers the Rockets, wrote for The Athletic. I wrote a column this morning that's going to go up sometime today, and I do this in this specific thing in this column. So you go back and read it. If you actually read the origin of the thing, he says, he just sort of says, like, as we all know, well, you know, Grizzlies are among the teams interested in moving up in the draft. And then he says, separate from that, Emi Udoka, who used to coach in Boston, said, you know, people at the Rockets like Marcus Smart. And then he asked in the form of a question, is there a possibility that? Nothing in it says, like,
I've heard, even,
right.
or anyone told me.
It literally could be just, like, thinking out loud, brainstorming. And then this morning I listened to a podcast and someone else was talking about, you know, people are talking about Marcus Smart, you know, going up to Houston. And so it may be that this is rooted in something real and the Grizzlies have discussed Marcus Smart with Houston. It could be a brainstorm by one writer trying to connect dots, and suddenly the game of telephone turns it into a real thing.
Right.
I can find less sourcing to the Brook Lopez Marcus Smart thing.
Okay.
I know there are people in the world who, like, look at that and say, oh, that makes sense. I can't find anything anywhere that connects that to some, even the barest bit of, like,
has
this
it even
is something
been written about as much as a possibility?
On tweets by fans. That's the only thing I can find anywhere. Unless I missed it, I don't see that as even, like, the very barest, like, reporting on that. Now, it does make some sense as a thing to think about out loud, right? The Grizzlies need a center. This is known. The Grizzlies have Vince Williams Jr. now, who can play a similar role to Marcus Smart. And so from a Grizzlies perspective, you can say, well, that makes some sense for the Grizzlies. From Milwaukee's perspective, they have Bobby Portis, who can play that position at center. They really need some kind of defensive support for Damian Lillard in their backcourt. From Milwaukee's perspective, you look at that and say, oh, that kind of makes some sense. But as near as I can tell, this is only rooted in people looking at it and saying, oh, that makes some sense. And so when Dan Devine's great, a friend of mine, when he says people are talking about this, like, who are the people talking about this? That's what I wonder, because this is what happens. This game of telephone
happens. I was surprised
happens.
To hear it, honestly, because I hadn't heard it talked about credibly either. So
yeah.
I was actually Dandevine even mentioning
right.
people talking
so
about.
Is
the
this
most
literally just like a thing people start talking about and people are talking about it because people are talking about it, or is can you trace it back to anything at all? You know, but so, that's what this week is about.
Yeah, so we're parsing through actual reported stories that have sources that say, though this person talking about whatever, and then you have the second level, which is like the Jonathan Givony stuff today, which is. And the way he phrased it exactly, this was in the mock draft that it went up today about Donovan Klingon. He said he is most frequently connected by rival teams to Memphis. So basically, that, Grizzlies aren't talking about it, but other teams are saying that they think the Grizzlies want Donovan Klingon.
So that's not nothing.
It's like, not nothing.
That is real sourcing.
That's something.
But it's not
once
like,
removed.
Yes.
And then there's the all of us looking, hey, this makes sense. I think this makes sense. Well, you know, this make just the logic of
it's,
deals.
It's me, and I'm not saying there's these things are connected. I don't. I have no.
Right.
I'm Matt Moore knows me. I know him, and I have no idea what my stuff is behind paywall. So I assume he hasn't read.
right.
But it, like me wondering out loud, only as a me thing, saying, you know, I think De'Ron Sharp is kind of a sleeper. I think that's an underrated, under the radar guy. Grizzlies need a center. That'd be an interesting guy.
Yeah.
And then suddenly he's got a column saying, you know, look for the Grizzlies to maybe look at De'Ron Sharp. They may send a second round pick and a backup wing for him. Maybe that comes from something more substantial, or maybe that's just like hive mind stuff in the air. I really have no idea.
Back to Marcus Smart real quick. I thought maybe I did see something reported. And, of course, then reported denials are also a different thing because they can just be lies.
Jake Fisher for Yahoo, who I think is good, but I also think, and this is not a criticism, this is just a description. I think he's good. I think he has sources. I also think he's a little looser with what he puts out than some other people.
Someone said the Grizzlies have no interest in moving on from Marcus Smart.
That is that him?
That was Jake Fisher.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that was the most reported thing I saw was a denial. And denials are easier because people lie.
Yes.
You know, they lie about everything, but they definitely lie about denials because who wants to be telling people that they're shopping their players?
I don't feel like, and I think I said this last week, I don't feel like I have a strong sense on either side of the line of a willingness to move Marcus Smart. Now, I do not think they are, like, looking to move Marcus Smart. I don't think that is true at all. But I don't know if I wouldn't be comfortable saying the Grizzlies just would not do this. I don't know about
that. Well, the other interesting part of it, of course, that you brought up last week was, that I hadn't heard it before you said it, was how does Marcus Smart feel about it, too?
Which is total guesswork, too. I got no idea on that.
If you were the GM, what would your willingness to move on from Marcus Smart? Let's go back to the Brook Lopez thing.
So I had looked at Brook Lopez initially when I did the center column, and I just decided, okay, he's 36 years old. He's only under contract for one more year. It's $23 million. It's just, it's too much cost for too much risk for too little. And I had sort of set it aside. And I started looking at it again when the stuff started popping up. And I don't like Marcus Smart for Brook Lopez in a vacuum. I think Marcus Smart is younger. He's under contract for two more years. But, like, my favorite player in the draft, I think, is Stephon Castle. Like, And so, like, if you moved up and got Stephon Castle or Reed Shepard, then suddenly that trade makes a lot more sense to me, you know? Or even, frankly, if you stayed put at 9 and drafted Devin Carter. At some point, I think Marcus Smart and Vince Williams overlap. If you had a third player, suddenly it starts getting crowded.
Yes.
And so at that point, it starts to make a little... I'd want to shift the value a little bit in my favor on that one, but the Milwaukee's got to pick at 23. Grizzlies are at 39, so if you flop those two, and then I could see it. I worry about the diminishing returns on Lopez as the heart starts to get this
age. How
good
would he be this year? Like, I mean, what do you think? Yeah, how good was he last year?
I think he was pretty good last year, but not what he was 3 or 4 years ago, and I think, you know, you got to assume fewer minutes as you go forward and more injury possibilities as you go forward. And then you're sort of quote unquote solving it if you are for only the one season and he got Smart for two. So I don't love it, but I think I like it more than other scenarios. You know, I think I like it more than just signing Andre Drummond to a 1 year deal. You know,
do you like it more than using Smart to go up to get Donovan Klingon, if that were possible? I don't know that it is.
I think if they move up, it's not going to be with that. It's going to be with future draft picks. It's going to be my guess. I just think it's so complicated. The smart thing. I heard some conversation about this saying, well, then you do that, and then you got that $23 million to spend on something else. I'm no, that is not how the NBA works. Yeah. You're going to take Jock Landale and Jay Sean Tate or whatever. I just don't know. You know, if you're asking me what I would do versus if I were Zach Kleiman, because if I'm Zach Kleiman, I may have a different opinion of of Donovan Klingon, you know?
Right.
I like Klingon. I don't love Klingon. And so, but if they love Klingon, I don't know that they do, but if they truly love Klingon, would I be willing to sacrifice Marcus Smart to get Donovan Klingon on a four-year rookie deal? Yeah, I would, if I love Donovan Klingon. Me personally, right. Chris Harrington, I don't know that I love Donovan Klingon.
On the Milwaukee one, I am not willing to concede that if they made that trip, Stephon Kessel is not going to be there. I'll give you Devin Carter. Devin Carter could be there. He would be there.
But I'm saying move up.
Oh, I see. You move
up. If you trade up to five, instead of trading up, let's say Klingon goes
one. Use another first to trade up.
Instead of trade up of Detroit for, you know, Klingon, you trade up for Stephon Kessel, and then you use Marcus Smart to get, I mean, I think that team would look pretty good next season.
My thing that's going to make me least happy in this entire draft is that Castle's going to the Spurs, and I think that is likely to happen. In terms of the Donovan Klingon stuff, it feels like, and there has been like reporting of some level about Grizzlies and Donovan Klingon, right? It feels like
There's a lot. There's so much chatter out there that either it's not people making stuff up, either it's real or like the Grizzlies are throwing a smokescreen.
Right,
like
it's not
like the Brook Lopez Marcus Smart thing may just be someone coming up with an idea and suddenly that snowballs into people thinking it's a report. The Klingon thing is not that.
If you're going to get Klingon, I think we should accept as a reality he's not going to fall to you at nine. So it would involve trading up, and that would involve presumably trading up to either three or more probably six. You think Charlotte at six?
Why not
Detroit
five?
At five?
One at five. I
hear so much about Detroit and Bezalis. It's just like, I don't know. But maybe.
To me, five is the one that's jumped out to me from the beginning. Because if Klingon gets to five, I think he's going to be considered like the best, the most valuable prospect on the board. And so at that point, I think it would behoove the Pistons to either take and keep Klingon if they love him, in which case Jalen Duren becomes a trade chip, or to try to take Klingon and extract value and move down a few spots, unless you're just hyper committed to Bazella, so you think you won't be there at nine, you know?
Anything else strike you? This particular mock draft, this is Gavoni's today, and the other ones that you monitor, you had the Hawks with Richer, the Wizards with Saar.
The thing about the Gavoni mock draft that went up this morning, the first 21 picks are the same as the Gavoni mock draft that went up on Friday.
Oh, is that right?
There's more intelligence as you go along, and
who else they've worked out and whatever else.
Yeah.
But then it's Shepard to the Rockets, Castle to the Spurs, Bezalis to Detroit, Knecht to Charlotte, Klingon to Portland, Dillingham to the Spurs, Cody Williams to the Grizzlies. One thing I have noticed about mock drafts generally is I don't know that anyone ever mocked Zach Edey to the Grizzlies that early, but there was some discussion around Zach Edey and the Grizzlies, which that seems to have cooled.
Right.
And then I don't see anyone anymore mocking Ron Holland to them.
Well, unless there's something new, even newer than this, I can turn around, you can see my computer. I started doing a spreadsheet. The most recent, June 17th, whenever that was.
Uh-huh.
Kevin O'Connor mock had Ron Holland to the Grizzlies. As far as I know, that's the most recent mock he's done. Maybe he's done one since then that I've missed. June 19th, Bleacher Report, most recent one of theirs I've seen, Ron Holland to the Grizzlies. So of the five mocks I've got tracked, I've got two with Ron Holland to the Grizzlies, one with Cody Williams, one with Dalton Connect, and one with Devin Carter.
And
it feels like that's the universal players if it shakes out this way, and I think that is why a lot of people are wondering about the Grizzlies trading back.
It's because, let's see, what's it? Cody Williams, Ron Holland.
Dalton Connect. Devin Carter. And all these scenarios.
They're all wings when you have a bunch of wings.
And in all these scenarios, one of these players is going to be gone, more than likely. And so, I think, I'm not saying the Grizzlies won't just do that, but I think that just screams look for trades out or down or something.
Up, down, or outside, whatever else. Do you have conviction about who do you have conviction? But you love Stephon Kessel, you love Reed Shepard.
I don't love anybody.
Right?
I don't like
those guys.
I think Stephon Kessel and Reed, of what I've watched, I'm the most comfortable with Tefon Castle and Reed Sheppard being good NBA players. That's my number one conviction, to the degree that that's a conviction. My number two conviction is, I think, other than Missy, who I just haven't, I don't have as much feel for him, I think all the centers projected in the first round look like they have pretty good bets to be rotation players. Klingon, Edie, Ware, Filipowski. I think all those guys look like they can step in and be in rotations. You know, if you have a 18-minute a night third or fourth big at nine, are you doing cartwheels about that? No, but you could do a lot worse, and the Grizzlies have with picks in that range.
I like Jared McCain, not as where they are, but if you were to move down, yeah, like as a guy to pick up, he's just going to come in and make shots. He can rebound actually for his size.
He's not a zero on defense or on the boards.
I think in the low teens, I think he's
I had him as one of my nine guys I would consider when I wrote about that a few weeks ago.
It's fascinating. So let's see, other stuff real quick. So John Moran had his camp, and Drew wrote a piece about it, and I guess he has a column going up here in a minute, commenting on how happy he looks. Now, we can't look at John Morant and know what his vibe is. But he said, what was interesting to me is that Drew said, and you would know, he said John Morant came over and started talking to him. And you, like, when he first came to Memphis, he was a happy guy who liked dealing with people, whatever else. And then he, understandably, retreated into a shell.
Yep.
And so, again, we're taking tiny little data points here, but that's a, like, you like to see him happy, right? It makes he would not have done that a year ago or whatever.
No, I agree. I don't think that's meaningless. I agree completely.
Yeah. And then other stuff. I was interested in the, we got more coaches. We got J.J. Redick. I don't know if you've ever commented on that. We got Kenny Atkins being hired today in Cleveland, right? So does that mean Borrego has not ended up? He hasn't found a spot, right?
People are talking about Borrego maybe in Detroit now.
Borrego maybe to Detroit.
Kenny Atkinson has a good reputation. I mean, he actually got hired for that Charlotte job and backed out of it a few years ago. I think a lot of people think he got a raw deal with Brooklyn. Redick, who knows? I mean, who knows?
Right. And then one of the things that was interesting to me, just reading the scuttlebutt in the mock draft, was Atlanta. It feels like they're going to do something with the guards and maybe something with Trae Young. One of the things that he speculated about was a trade with New Orleans, maybe for Brandon Ingram. Now, there's two players, neither of whom you particularly have high regard for.
True. Yeah, no, no.
So is, what do you call it, a challenge trade? Would you be down with that?
Yeah, I mean, I guess if you're Atlanta and you want to sort of shake it up a little bit, but you don't want to rebuild, I could sort of see that. I see that more from a New Orleans perspective, honestly. I think with Atlanta, there's a lot of uncertainty about what they're doing and who's doing it. Yeah, they just had a front office change pretty recently.
Right.
But they have a head coach in Quinn Snyder who was hired before the front office change and is still there. And I think there's a sense that a lot of times when there's a front office change after a coach has been hired, with a coach in place, there's a feeling like the coach is sort of a lame duck. I think in Atlanta, it's, does Quinn Snyder have more power than the new front office guy? It's more that kind of thing. And so I think there's a real uncertainty about who is really driving the ship there in Atlanta.
Chris, good to have you back in Memphis. And we will talk to you again tomorrow. Thanks very much.
Thanks.
It's Chris Harrington from the Daily Memphian. Your column, has it not gone up yet? It's going up later today. You have a column on the draft.
I filed it like 20 minutes ago.
Okay.
So.
Column later today over at the Daily Memphian. If you are getting things framed, diplomas, wedding photos, sports memorabilia, whatever it is, I would head over to the Frame Corner, 5035 Park Avenue. You'll buy a frame there. That's great. But what they really specialize in is custom framing. Take whatever it is, collection of things, sports memorabilia, photos, whatever. Walk on in there. They'll consult with you. They'll make it beautiful, and they'll create a memory that will last forever. That's what framing something does. You create a memory that will last forever. It's the Frame Corner, 5035 Park Avenue, framecornermemphis.com. So, Jeffrey, I had someone, after we talked about the penny stuff earlier, I had someone who offered a suggestion as to how people have been negative, and me specifically. And so I'll take that up. In addition, there's some other things that were said that have nothing to do with sort of the, you know, this discussion about criticism or not that I really thought were interesting. I thought it was a revealing, in many ways, interview. And so we'll talk about some of those things as well. Back on the Jeff Calkins Show in a moment, 92.9 FM ESPN.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ready to expand your financial game? NerdWallet can coach you on smart strategies like choosing investments, finding your next credit card, and setting a budget that works for you. Score major points towards your summer vacation by learning expert tips for choosing a high-yield savings account and how to build wealth by investing in index funds. Slide into summer with smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Future you will thank you.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Wednesday night is draft night on 92.9 FM ESPN. Who will be the first overall pick? What will the Memphis Grizzlies do with their pick?
The Memphis Grizzlies select.
Then listen Thursday afternoon to the Gabe Kuhn Show and throughout the day for the second round of the NBA draft. Listen to 92.9 FM ESPN for all the excitement of the NBA draft live on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM ESPN. Memphis' flagship radio home of the Grizzlies.
This is a special alert to all Americans who own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles with an auto warranty about to expire or with no warranty coverage at all. Due to a decline in the economy, CarShield is announcing a low-cost month-to-month vehicle protection plan that is now available to the public to save any driver out-of-pocket expenses on future auto repairs. Call now to find out how you can pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Yes, you heard that correctly. Pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. An open phone line has been established for all drivers to call for a free quick quote. Call 800-385-9302 now. Drivers who are covered will not have to pay for covered repairs again. This protection plan is at an all-time low. Additionally, drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Call us for your free quick quote today. 800-385-9302. That's 800-385-9302. What do you have to lose? Call 800-385-9302. Again, 800-385-9302.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-700-6898. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for or you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-700-6898. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-700-6898. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-700-6898. 800-700-6898 or BigLou.com.
It's the Kia Summer Sticker Sales Event, and it's going strong at Gossett Kia on the Pike. Are you ready to ride in your new Kia with 41 mpg highway? We Gossett! 2024 Kia Forte LXS, $199 a month, $34.99 due at signing. How about 282 miles of EPA estimated range with new 2023 Kia EV6 Wind, $249 a month, and 2024 Kia Telluride LX, $357 a month, both $39.99 due at signing, all 24-month lease. And get peace of mind with Kia's 10-year 100,000-mile powertrain limited warranty. Call Bobby J. He's ready to put you in your new Kia today. Gossett Kia 1900 Covington Pike, online KiaCovingtonPike.com.
If you want it, we got it at Gossett Motor Cars.
Includes all rebates and incentives. Lease includes PF6 95, 650 acquisition fee, EV6, P561, 0964, MSRP 50,200, Telluride RG 510, 849, MSRP 38305, Forte LXS RE 78169, MSRP 21820. Must finance through Hyundai, excludes tax, title, and license. See dealer for complete details. Offer valid through 6/30/2024 with approved credit, dealer stock only.
Need inspiration? Shop Kroger for over 30,000 mouth-watering choices with savings beyond low prices, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump. More savings and more inspiring flavors make Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
During our 99 cents produce sale, Cosmic Crisp apples and Roma tomatoes are 99 cents a pound, and corn is 3 for 99 cents with your card. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Zaxby's has been perfecting chicken fingers for 30 years. So what now?
Now, we go to the sea.
Introducing the Southern Fried Shrimp Meal. With butterfly shrimp that's perfectly golden fried. A perfect blend of cocktail sauce and Zax sauce that we call Zaxtail sauce. Plus perfectly seasoned crinkle fries. Perfectly buttery Texas toast. And even a drink with perfectly pebbled ice. Here's to 30 more years of perfect. The new Southern Fried Shrimp Meal at Zaxby's. Woo, saucy! Zaxby's.
Getting quality employees to fill positions in your company is essential. But finding those people can be a major hassle. Unless you use ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter makes finding quality people a breeze. And right now you can try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/radio. With ZipRecruiter, one click sends your job to hundreds of top job sites. But more than that, ZipRecruiter's advanced technology identifies the candidates with the skills you need, sends you a list of great matches to review, then actively invites them to apply for your job. And the results speak for themselves. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. That's right, the first day. Now you can focus on your business and let ZipRecruiter do the work finding the best people for you. See for yourself. Experience the ease, efficiency, and power of ZipRecruiter for free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/radio. That's ZipRecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter.com/radio.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
If you own a timeshare, don't miss this public service announcement from Chuck McDowell, founder of Wesley Financial Group.
If you receive an unsolicited phone call or mail piece to discuss selling, renting, or especially canceling your timeshare, don't fall for it. If you really want out of your timeshare, hang the phone up immediately or throw that mail piece in the trash and contact your timeshare resort or Wesley Financial Group for assistance with your timeshare. As the only Inc. 500 timeshare cancellation company, our knowledge, experience, and results has made Wesley a trusted resource for over 40,000 families we've helped get out of their timeshare. Give us a call and I'll send you our timeshare exit information kit free with the straight facts about your timeshare and all of your options for cancellation.
Call for your free info kit, 800-743-8989, 800-743-8989, 800-743-8989.
My friends swim no matter the season, but my moderate to severe plaque psoriasis can sometimes take me out of the moment. Now, thanks to Sky Rizzy and Clear Skin, count me in. With Sky Rizzy, Risen Kizumab Rizza, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection for adults who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy. 3 out of 4 people achieve 90% clearer skin at 4 months.
Nothing is everything.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine. Thanks to Skyrizi, there's nothing on my skin, and that means everything. Ask your doctor today about Skyrizi, the number one dermatologist-prescribed biologic in psoriasis, and visit SkyRizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
Hey, this is Matt Spiegel, and on my podcast, The PBP, Voices of Baseball, we learn how the best broadcasters in the game, like the Reds' John Sadak, try to capture the greatness of the best players, like Ellie De La Cruz.
He's a video game character. I mean, he is so athletic, and I think each moment is its own living entity, and I try to just match whatever that moment is.
The PBP, Voices of Baseball. We bring you the people who bring you the game. Find us on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Jeff's guests appear on the Frame Corner phone lines. Frame Corner, with expert custom and do-it-yourself framing since 1975 on Park Avenue in East Memphis. Now, back to the Jeff Calkins Show, live from the Genesis Memphis Covington Pike Studios on 92.9 FM ESPN.
That's right.
I'm Jeff Calkins Show. Hey, get yourself to a call. That's my advice. I try to give life advice to people as often as I can. And that's my simple life advice. You will look better. You'll feel better about yourself. It is summer at O'Call, and so whether you are going to the beach or whether you are playing golf or whether you're going to the backyard barbecue, whether you're going to a summer wedding, no better time to walk in and see the folks at O'Call. I can't quite decide. I got a shirt from Faraday that may be the favorite thing I own. I got a new sport coat, though. That's literally the five piece of clothing. And you know how certain pieces of clothing can, as they say, spark joy in the moment you pick. Yeah, all the best clothing I own is from O'Call. And it, as they say, sparks joy. It also keeps you cool and looking good in the summer. So whether it's swimwear, whether it's something for the 19th hole or whether it's something for a summer wedding, head on in and see our friends at O'Call. The clothes are beautiful, and yet the secret sauce is the people. Go on and see for yourself. All right, Jeffrey. We have a lot of other matters to talk about. I did want to revisit just very briefly this Penny stuff, because as I said, there was, in addition to the back and forth about the criticism, we don't really get Penny talking for an hour, and credit to them for having this. We don't get Penny talking for an hour about all sorts of things. And so this was revealing, and it was interesting. Among other things, we did get the news that Caleb Mills, they're applying for a waiver for Caleb Mills. Now, not always the best luck with waivers over there. Like, we waited for DeAndre, and that didn't happen. Well, it did the first time around after waiting for a bit, but most recently did not happen. Is this a Hail Mary? What is this, Jeffrey? What's the Caleb Mill? How do you size up the Caleb Mill situation?
I put it very much in the same category as the last DeAndre.
Unlikely.
Where, you know, and there's no, I don't,
no harm in asking.
I don't see any harm of attempting to do it.
It would be great if he came back. Like, he did matter. I've never believed that his absence is an excuse for what happened, what followed. That does not justify losing to Rice at home.
Yep.
Right?
Yep.
But is it part of the story of what happened? Unquestionably.
I think
it's part of, is it one of the reasons for what happened? Yes, absolutely. And there's a guy who is a team guy who's wired the way Penny likes, and I think would be a real asset to have. Plus a good story, like someone you could feel good about, you know. So let's hope he gets it. I'm all for that. He was asked about NIL and about modern players and about that sort of thing. And what he said was he doesn't think there's been more than four sets of parents who really cared about team, right? About the team, that as opposed to just their own kids getting ahead.
Yeah.
And said that it's really hard that there are kids who are making more than assistants, and that makes them really hard to coach. He wasn't complaining. He was just talking matter of fact about this. And I think all that's probably true, don't you think?
Yeah. I also think it's also true that before NIL, there were parents that made it difficult to coach. Like, I think yes. I think that is part
I agree completely.
Part of that. But yes, I definitely think a new wrinkle in it is you got players that are making more than assistants.
Here's the actual quote. In my tenure, 6 years, there's probably four sets of parents who really care about the team winning. And the rest of the parents are basically pushing their kid to do what's best for them. It's just how it works. That's the thing. It's just being matter of fact about it. This was not excuses or making complaints or anything like that. And then he said, adding the NIL has definitely upped the ante on entitlement. Two or three guys on the team are making more than assistant coaches. How do you respect someone telling you something that you're making more money than? Well, of course, in the NBA, they do that all the time. But that's the problem. How expendable are NBA coaches become? Because
correct. And also, NBA players are under contract.
And NBA players are under contract. So, again, I didn't think that was...
I think a huge part of the whole, leverage of the situation is, if you're getting coached in a way that you don't like, you can just leave.
Yeah, yes, exactly right. Whereas in the NBA...
You're under contract.
Now, in the end, you still...
Yeah, but you've got to force your way out.
You can still force your way out.
Right.
But
you've still also got to be... You've got to be a pretty proven commodity.
Right.
To just, just absolutely say, we need a new coach.
Okay, and then there was the thing that he said that got a lot of attention about when he leaves, if he leaves, the program's going to go down. Right? And when you read that, and honestly, it was a headline in the Daily Memphian, right? My reaction to reading that when I first saw it is that a threat? It felt like he was almost threatening the program. But when I heard it, and I thought this is an important point to make, when I heard it, listening to the context and tone and everything else, I don't think that's how he meant it at all. You can argue that there's some ego in it, whatever else, and very clearly. But this is what he said. He said, I feel like if I leave, it's going to go down hard. Okay? He did say that. But then he said, so I've got to take the bumps and the hits right now. Because I know if I quit, it's going down. I'm just telling you, that's how it... And the way he talked about it was, because he thinks that if he leaves, it's going down, which you can agree with or disagree with, that's one of the reasons he considers it a responsibility. That's what he really... to me, just listen, and I want to be totally fair here, listening to it, it wasn't, hey, if you force me out, it's going down, you people better watch out. It was, you don't understand. If I'm not here, it's going down. So I have a real responsibility to stay here. This is my responsibility to do something for the city. And it's getting harder and harder to win in this conference. And so I got to stay. And that the tone, again, even in the second one, there is a certain ego involved in it. Like you're the only one keeping it from being disaster, which I don't actually agree with. I think he is the right person for the job, and I think he makes the program visible, even in a diminished conference, and all those things are true. I don't rule out the possibility that, just like, hell, Dusty May just did it at Florida Atlantic, for God's sakes. Like, I don't rule out the possibility that someone could come here and coach for 6 years, the next guy, and win more than one game in the tournament at all.
Yeah, so, no, I think, we've talked about this even in radio, one of the biggest mistakes that you can make is believing that there's only one person that can do a particular job, even if it's a tough job.
Right.
But to believe that there's only one person that can do it, that is a mistake because we've seen it.
You know where else we saw this? We saw this in Tennessee and Fulmer.
Yeah.
Right? And by all means, a lot of times you force a guy out, it does go down.
Yes. Well, no, I was actually going to say. Now,
in Tennessee, it did go down. Now,
ultimately, now they seem to have found a guy, having stumbled around for a while in Heupel, who was, he was resurrected the program. I'm not saying they wouldn't go down if Penny left at all, but the idea that he's the one person in the world who could win one game in 6 years, one tournament game in 6 years at Memphis, seems completely far-fetched to me.
Now, to his point about it going down, I think that's now going to be universal.
It's gone down anyway.
But just in general, yeah. when a coach leaves,
everyone's going to bail.
Everyone bails. And if you've seen now, a lot of what we've seen in this last hiring cycle, the trend was hire a sitting coach and he brings a lot of his guys.
Yeah, that's true.
You know what I mean? That's how you.
They're not going down in Arkansas.
No, but I mean, that, that's, right. But that's how you also combat.
They're going down in Kentucky.
That is how you combat. But like, you know, he's bringing some of his guys from BYU. True. Like, how you combat the fact that you're going to just have your roster decimated is usually you're bringing guys with you. But, I mean, that's – I do not take that as some type of ego move. I take that as what we're starting to see in college basketball is when you have a coaching change, it can get really bad really fast.
And the main point that I made is I just want to be clear. I don't think when Penny said that, that he was threatening Memphis at all. He was saying, my responsibility is the same way I took this job when it was down. I felt a responsibility. I have to stay in this job because when I leave, it's going down. It was not at all, if anyone interpreted that way, I think it was not at all a threat. And then, again, I'm just highlighting some of the interesting things that were said. You had to wade through, you know, there was a lot, but it was, you know, you don't often get them for an hour. So that was really, it was all pretty interesting to me. He talked about his dad. And we don't hear Penny talk about his dad.
No, I was going to say, I was trying to think if I've ever heard him talk.
I've ever heard him talk about his dad publicly. We've heard him talk about, obviously, his grandmother raised him.
Yep.
Because his mom left when he was five. And he talked about his mom. I mean, that story I think we know a little bit, although there it was pretty dramatic too. He talked about how when they went to Orlando for a Thanksgiving tournament, his mom was hospitalized and the whole time. And he talked about how very recently he came home and found his mom on the floor with her mouth twisted because she had suffered a stroke. I gather she's had a series of strokes. And you can feel Penny's pain talking about his mom and the struggle that he's going through. And any of you who have dealt with elderly parents and sick parents and aging parents know what a struggle that is, both emotionally, but also just logistically. And, you know, I'm lucky that there were 9 kids in my family. And so when we're taking care of mom, flying back, be with her, whatever else, after my dad died, there's 9 of us to alternate and share the burden there. So it is an incredible burden. But he talked a little bit about that. I think we were at least aware of his mom. He talked about his dad. And he said that if his dad walked in the room today, he would hug him. And this is what he went on to say. I'll say this about my dad, because my dad left before I was born. But if I saw that dude today, I'd hug him and would have no ill will. He hadn't done nothing for me my whole life. I know where he is. He's in Chicago. Comes to Memphis all the time. We never talk. But if that dude walked through the door, I'm going to hug him. And then he went on to give more context to that. He said, at the end of the day, he said, my Uncle Calvin Golden, this is LaMarcus Golden's dad, stepped in for his younger brother. I guess that's his dad. And said, you need to come and see your son. He's pretty good. I was 9th grade, 10th grade, 11th grade, 12th grade. He never came. Then we began to conference play means, and we played at Chicago. Dad lives in Chicago. And his first time seeing me play was when we played DePaul at DePaul. He came to the game, only at DePaul. We played DePaul, I'd see him. So that was for 2 years. Then I made it to the league. And he wanted to say, if he walked through that door right now, that's my dog. That's just God, bro. There was never no resentment. He went on to say, my mom left when I was 5. My dad was gone before I was born. So I was raised by grandmother. He used to wonder what it would be like to have them in my life when I was growing up. But as I got older, it was a learned behavior, to learn to live without, not to wish I had. That's where that grind came from. Then when my mom moved back when I was in 10th grade, we just clicked and connected again like she never left. And that's just what it is now. He goes on to say, it's so ironic that my mom lives with me and I'm taking care of her. When she left me, I was 5 years old, came back when I was in 10th grade. So that's how God works. It's an interesting, the guy has had a remarkable story. Dad's never in his life. Father, mom leaves when he's 5. Raised by his grandmother. Incandescent player. Has to sit out a year in college because this ridiculous rule that used to exist. Had to study and study and study in order to get himself ready to play. Actually was shot. Caught a bullet in his foot. Makes his way, and he's Penny, for God's sakes. Like, he is Penny. Larry's very clearly the most beloved basketball figure, don't you think, in the history of Memphis sports, clearly, I guess. And Ja is beloved in his own way, but he's not of Memphis. Penny is of Memphis. He's rightly seasoned.
Yeah, there's always the issue, like, as time goes on, Larry's star probably gets
clearly,
a little smaller because fewer people.
Clearly.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, no, you have to go. You know, and let's be honest, look what happened to Larry.
Yeah.
Let's be clear. Just kind of incredible, you look at it. Larry Finch had a team in 95-96 that was ranked in the top 25 all year long. Made the NCAA tournament, and he was fired before the next year was over. Larry Finch. Just incredible. And so when Penny was hired, like, one of these questions was, should you hire a guy if there's the chance that it could end badly? And I always thought that was stupid. You can't not hire someone because it might work out badly. But the problem is now you're seeing, like, for example, I asked earlier in the show, I said, this whole thing is based on this idea that he's being criticized personally and severely around town. What criticism can anyone point to? Right?
Right.
And someone said to me, just 2 weeks ago, you all had a poll about what coach is going to be here next year. Well, if that's personal criticism to ask whether Taylor Jenkins, Ryan Silverfield, or Penny Hardaway, which of them might no longer be the Memphis coach in a year because they could take a job somewhere else or they could be fired or something else. I think we're defining criticism pretty thinly. Like, well, that's if literally asking the question, is Taylor going to be here at this time next year, does that mean is that personal criticism of Taylor Jenkins?
Well, by definition, asking a question is not criticism.
I mean, you can bury criticism inside of a question, sort of. You can do that. But literally, you're asking, people have been asking, like, what's going to happen with Taylor Jenkins all the time? Is that some personal criticism of Taylor Jenkins?
No,
it's insane. Here's the truth. It's only because we love Penny so much. So literally anything, any that is just slightest other than saying he's the greatest Memphian in the history of the world, it's perceived as, and it goes back to that story I just told. People love him. Listen to that story I just told about his dad and his mom, and it's why we all hope he figures it out, man, because I don't want doing this. I don't want any more of this. Give me happiness. Give me happiness and sunshine. Jeffrey, what's coming up next on 92.9?
Here's what's coming up next.
Jeff, here's what's coming up next on Jason and John. Ryan Silverfield will join them at 12:25. Jason Fitz will join them at 1:25. David Cobb is the company this week on Jeffrey Wright and Company. Jason Munns will join us at 2:40. Cobb will also join Gabe at 5 o'clock.
Thanks for listening, everybody. We got to get out of here. Back tomorrow for now. Work's done.
92.9 FM ESPN is Memphis's sports station and the biggest name in the Mid-South online and on the phone thanks to Odyssey. The Odyssey app at 92.9ESPN.com. Smart speakers, simply say play 92.9 ESPN. Thanks so much for making us Memphis's sports place. We wanted to build something special where you could come and listen, enjoy, and have some fun. It's a legacy of sports in Memphis. On the Odyssey app, say to your smart speaker, play 92.9 FM ESPN.
It's the Kia Summer Sticker Sales Event, and it's going strong at Gossett Kia on the Pike. Are you ready to ride in your new Kia with 41 mpg highway? We Gossett! 2024 Kia Forte LXS. $199 a month, $34.99 due at signing. How about 282 miles of EPA estimated range with new 2023 Kia EV6 Wind, $249 a month. And 2024 Kia Telluride LX 357 a month. Both $39.99 due at signing, all 24-month lease. And get peace of mind with Kia's 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain limited warranty. Call Bobby J. He's ready to put you in your new Kia today. Gossett Kia, 1900 Covington Pike, online, KiaCovingtonPike.com.
If you want it, we got it at Gossett Motor Cars.
Includes all rebates and incentives. Lease includes PF 695, 650 acquisition fee, EV6, P561, 0964, MSRP 50,200, Telluride RG510, 849, MSRP 38305, Forte LXS RE78169, MSRP 21820. Must finance through Hyundai, excludes tax, title, and license. See dealer for complete details. Offer valid through 6/30/2024 with approved credit, dealer stock only.
For those who push the boundaries and know no barriers, the wake up at nooners and dessert before dinner eaters, the jackpot dancers and sequined pantsers, the risk takers and heartbreakers, the hapless, the rogue, and the hopeless romantics. Our time has come. Play bold at the new Southland Casino Hotel, just 7 minutes from downtown Memphis. Plan your stay at southlandcasino.com.
It's Rob Joyner at James Davis, and summer weather is in full swing and just in time to take advantage of our summer clearance sale at 30 to 70% off. Knit shirts, shorts, denim, five-pocket pants for the office, golf course. We are clearing out all our spring-summer sport coats, and if your suits are tired and out of style, now is the time. Our Paul Battinelli suits, regularly $6.50 each, are two suits for $8.95. James Davis at Laurelwood Shopping Center at Poplar and Perkins. We're on Instagram or jamesdavisstore.com.
Let me tell you about my friends, Carl and Karen. This place is sus. Let's go to Tunica.
And so they did. And immediately, they became winners.
Hey, baby, what you doing?
Winning. Hey, baby, what you doing?
Winning.
And not just gaming either. They did spinning, dancing.
Winning.
That's or at the sports
court. Winning.
Or enjoying a world-renowned meal.
Winning.
No matter what you're doing in Tunica, you're always the winner.
Learn more at tunicatravel.com.
Some people just know the more you protect, the more you save with Allstate. Because they know insurance math. Like if you protect your home and auto, Allstate can save you up to 25%. So it's like losing money if you don't bundle. Save more when you protect more. Bundle home and auto with Allstate today.
Bundled savings vary by state and are not available in every state. Saving up to 25% is the countrywide average of the maximum available savings off the home policy. Allstate Vehicle and Property Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
At Genesis Memphis Covington Pike, it's time to define luxury in a new way. At every turn, you'll find audacious design, state-of-the-art technology, and exceptional hospitality. We are dedicated to crafting the world's best vehicles, matched by an extraordinary sales-to-service experience for our owners. Prepare to be noticed in the 2023 Genesis G70. This sporty sedan is a force to be seen. We'd love you to explore the 2023 Genesis GV70 with a class-leading 300-horsepower engine or the available 375-horsepower twin-turbo V6 for terrains from concrete jungles to mountain roads. It's a new beginning for a new generation. Genesis Memphis Covington Pike, 1870 Covington Pike, or visit us online at memphisgenesis.com. Estimated horsepower based on premium fuel ratings. Use of regular fuel will result in reduced horsepower. See dealer for complete details. Dealer stock only.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today? On America's birthday weekend, why not stop by America's number one brakes destination? Right now, you can save 15% when you buy a set of OE quality Duralast pads and rotors. And up to 50% when you bundle Shop Pro brake cleaner and brake fluid with SilGlide brake lubricant. It's just part of our 4th of July sale at AutoZone.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Restrictions apply.
Do summer projects your way with 4th of July savings from the Home Depot. With free delivery on over...
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ready to expand your financial game? NerdWallet can coach you on smart strategies like choosing investments, finding your next credit card, and setting a budget that works for you. Score major points towards your summer vacation by learning expert tips for choosing a high-yield savings account and how to build wealth by investing in index funds. Slide into summer with smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Future you will thank you.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.